Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Sky, it's a superhero of travel, Ricky Tyus from Tyus Tours and Travel, and we're on It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Listeners, you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our TalkTainment Radio YouTube channel. Our podcast is available, and today we're going to follow up on looking at Louisville. We're going to do a follow-up show on looking at Louisville. We have guests calling in from Louisville that's going to talk about some amazing places, museums in Louisville. But just so you know, special guest will be Sandra Robinson from Louisville Tourism and Gene Mikulak from the Evan Williams Bourbon Experience. Louisville is the largest city in the Commonwealth of Kentucky and the 29th most populous city in the United States. With so much to do and see, loving Louisville is easy. Points of interest is the Evan Williams Bourbon Experience, the Kentucky Derby, the Muhammad Ali Center, and Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory, and the Kentucky Center for African American Heritage. A trip to Louisville in the fall is truly one of the best and most breathtaking times to plan a visit. It's when the city comes to glow with colorful leaves and alive with fall festivals and events you can't find anywhere else. TripAdvisor has even recognized Louisville as one of the best American cities for viewing autumn foliage. So we're going to get into some of the events going on in Louisville. And I had the pleasure of visiting Louisville back in May. And one of the first places that I went to the Evans Williams Bourbon Experience. And its authentic Kentucky experience should include some bourbon. Louisville is the bourbon capital of the world. Kentucky is the birthplace of the drink, and the state still produces 95% of the world's supply. The Evan Williams Bourbon Experience, located on historic Whiskey Row, features a distillery tours and tasting. And I actually tasted bourbon in its purest form. And it really tasted like white lightning to me. Really, really tasted like white lightning. But Kentucky is a home of bourbon. Absolutely home of bourbon. So another place that I went to is the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory. This summer, the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory celebrated Jackie Robinson's incredible contribution to baseball in partnership with the Frazier History Museum. And you can experience a viewing of Jackie Robinson's breaking barriers. I actually got a chance to hold Jackie Robinson's baseball bat, and it felt like a piece of lumber. That bat was that heavy. This dramatic 5-minute live portrayal of Jackie Robinson takes you back to 1946, the year he signed his bat contract with the Louisville Slugger. See this original model bat on display in the museum and take a photo with the life-size statue of Jackie. Well, I actually got a chance to hold the bat. I had to put on gloves so I didn't mess the bat up, and the bat was really, really heavy. And I also had a chance to see some of the newer bats being made. And the newer bats, the barrels are so much bigger, and the throat is so thin. So it's no wonder that the bats break easily or crack easily, because the throat is so thin and the barrels are so big. I also visited the Derby Dinner Playhouse, which is an incredible place to see a play. Enjoy a delicious Southern buffet-style dinner and evening performances at the Derby Dinner Playhouse, one of the oldest and largest operating professional dinner theaters in the country for over 40 years. The theater has delighted audience with its productions of Broadway musicals and light-hearted comedies. And what's really nice about the Derby Dinner Playhouse is that everything is in the round. So no matter where your seat is in the Dinner Playhouse, you'll have a good view, because everything's in the round, in the center, and there's nothing blocking your view. I also went to the Kentucky Derby Museum and Churchill Downs Breakfast. If you ever seen the movie Secretariat, and the jockeys are in a restaurant eating breakfast, dinner, lunch. I visited that particular place, and it was really authentic. And they had all the photos up there, and also did a tour of the Kentucky Derby Museum, which, again, is totally fascinating. So if you're ever in Louisville, the places that you need to stop and see is the Kentucky Derby Museum and the Churchill Downs Breakfast. Also, the Muhammad Ali Center is amazing. A vision of the Ali family, the center celebrates the life and legacy of the world-class boxer and global humanitarian. The six-story center and museum tells the story of the greatest boxer of all time, but also preserves and shares his legacy and ideas of Ali as a man. Six stories. They show a short movie. So if you're ever in Louisville, that's another museum that you really, really need to see. And also Ali's childhood home. Ali lived in a house during his childhood in the 1940s through the early 1960s. A bronze mark is located in front of the Pink House, noting its hysterical relevance outside, and it gives you a chance to get a photo opportunity. So you have all these great places to visit in Louisville. And also, let's see what else here. The outlet shops of the Bluegrass, the region's best outlet mall, features 90-plus choice designer shops. This is another great destination. But the one thing coming up in the fall that I want to talk about or try and put together, I'm trying to put a bus trip together to go to Louisville to do, they have a festival around Halloween. And I'm really It really sounds interesting. Last week we did a YouTube video on it. I'm actually trying to put together a trip to Louisville for that particular festival. So if you want to, it's called the Louisville Jack O'Lantern Spectacular Tour. And we're trying to do a bus trip down there. It's a walking tour. It's nothing scary. They carve these pumpkins. And they do different designs with the pumpkins, and it really looks fantastic. And we're really trying to put a tour together for that coming up this fall. So you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com. I'm Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel. You can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our TalkTainment Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available. And coming up after the break, we're going to talk about all eyes will be on Tokyo, Japan in 2020. And for those who don't realize what's going on in 2020 is the Summer Olympics is in Tokyo, Japan in 2020. And Tokyo is an amazing destination to hold the events in because Tokyo is so much more advanced than we are. And we'll get into all that in the second half of the show. But just to follow up on some travel tips from the show last week, we talked about a hotel scam. Be careful of this hotel scam when checking into your hotel. You arrive at your hotel and check in at the front desk. When checking in, you give the hotel your credit card for any charges to your room. The front desk does not retain your card. So here's the scam. Random callers call the hotel and may ask for any room, which could happen to be your room. The caller on the other end says, "This is the front desk, and when checking in, we came across a problem with your charge card, and they ask you to reread your credit card information and to verify the last three digits on the reverse side of the card. And what you should do is tell the caller that you'll go down to the front desk to clear up any problems. And then when you go to the front desk or call the front desk and ask if there was a problem, if there was none, you need to inform the front desk that someone tried to scam your credit card information." And that is a scam that's been going on. Last week we also talked about the Cuba travel ban, which went into effect on June 4th, 2019. And of course, with the Trump administration, there's still a lot of confusion about the travel ban. But in the news recently, there's been conversations about reparations for slavery. And the Trump administration is trying to get reparations from Cuba from the 1960s when it was invaded, and they're trying to get all that property back to people when Cuba was invaded in the 1960s. Cruise travel from the U.S. to Cuba began in May 2016 during President Barack Obama's opening with the island. It has become the most popular form of U.S. leisure travel to the island, bringing close to 150,000 people in the first 4 months of the year, and more than a 300% increase over the same period last year. For travelers confused about federal regulations governing travel to Cuba, cruises offer a simple one-stop guaranteed legal way to travel. That now appears to be over, with an estimated 800,000 cruise passengers bookings affected, according to the cruise industry. The Cuban government has imposed food rationing as a result of tightening U.S. sanctions and a drop in subsidized oil and other aid. And for the Cuban government, cruise travel generated many millions of dollars a year in docking fees and payments for onshore excursions, although those figures were never made public. Cuba also has become the most requested destination for many South Florida-based cruise lines. So why was a cruise travel ban imposed? The Trump administration is implementing the National Security Presidential Memorandum signed by the President on June 16, 2017. And it's titled Strengthening the Policy of the United States Towards Cuba. And the U.S. National Security Advisor, John Bolton, who declared Cuba part of the Troika of Tyranny along with Nicaragua and Venezuela, as he outlines plans for sanctions. The Trump administration is reinforcing the Helms-Burton Act of 1996 and the Cuban Liberty and Democratic Solidarity Act of 1996 is a United States federal law which strengthens and continues the United States embargo against Cuba. The act extended the territorial application of the initial embargo to apply to foreign companies trading with Cuba and penalized foreign companies allegedly trafficking in property formerly owned by U.S. citizens, but was confiscated by Cuba after the Cuban Revolution. The act also covers property formerly owned by Cubans who have since become U.S. citizens. In other words, the Trump administration wants reparations for property seized by Cuba during the Cuban Revolution in 1960. But just so you know, you can still travel to Cuba, and although the United States Treasury Department has announced it is removing the authorization for people-to-people group educational travel to Cuba, there are other categories still valid for travel, including support for the Cuban people, and it's called SCP. It is under this authorization that passengers can travel to Cuba this year, with individuals staying at private homes and hotels. And the big hurdle for the travel industry is to let the market know they can still travel to Cuba. But visitors from the U.S. cannot stay, and they've changed this since I put this out. They can stay in big hotels. But Cuba is unlike many communist countries. Cubans own their own homes, and the country has allowed Airbnb to flourish, meaning that those traveling to Cuba can still have a high-end experience. So the purpose of all that was to let you know that Cuba is still available to travel to. You just can't cruise there. And the latest word that I have is that you can stay in the big plush hotels. So you still can travel to Cuba. You just can't cruise there. Last week, we also talked about the U.S. State Department of Travel Advisory System. The U.S. State Department Travel Advisory System includes four levels. Level one being exercise normal precautions. Level two, meaning exercise increased precautions. Level three signifies Americans should reconsider travel. And level four means do not travel. So heading into the summer of 2019, there are only 14 countries currently under level four status and effectively a no-go for Americans. Travelers should avoid these places entirely when planning their next trip. In the meantime, be sure to create an account with the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program called STEP and provide the details of your trip to receive the latest travel advisories and alerts as soon as they're issued. So the 14 countries is Iraq, Sudan, Yemen, Venezuela, Syria, South Sudan, Somalia, Mali, Libya, Iran, Haiti, Central African Republic, Afghanistan, and of course, North Korea. These are countries that you need to stay away from. And last week I reported, the last show I reported that 6 U.S. tourists have died in the Dominican Republic. Well, as of today, that's changed to 10. So, and the Dominican Republic is only a level 2. But since April, 10 tourists have died in the Dominican Republic. And we still don't know why. These people have died in the Dominican Republic. But two weeks ago, I reported it, six people had died. And as of today, it's 10 people that have died. So again, the second half of the show, we're going to talk about Tokyo, Japan. All eyes will be on Tokyo in 2020. And we'll discuss that the second half of the show. And it should be an eye-opening experience. I had travel packages available for Tokyo. I have cruises available for Tokyo that you can, the cruises that I have available for Tokyo actually spends two nights in Tokyo, 2 days, one night in Tokyo during the Olympics. So there's a lot to talk about in the second half of the show. But Tokyo is an amazing place. I have a cruise that sails out of China that goes over to Tokyo during the Olympics. And I have a cruise that sails from Hong Kong to Tokyo. It spends 2 days in Tokyo. And I have another cruise that sails from Tokyo to Hong Kong and spends 2 days in Tokyo during the Olympics. So we have all that going on. And just so you know, in terms of being an ideal summer games host for the Olympics, Tokyo has all the boxes checked. Having previously hosted the games in 1964, the city has both the experience and the tourist appeal. Japan's capital is brimming with impressive cultural attractions, outstanding shopping, incredible gastronomy, and let's not forget the abundance of neon lights, the affinity of electronic gadgets, and the spectacular nightlife. There's really nowhere else in the world like Tokyo, and we, Ticers and Travel, it's your time to travel, can't wait to show you this fascinating city. There's an event that goes on in Tokyo, and it's been going on in Tokyo for a while. People dress up in superhero costumes, and they drive around Tokyo in superhero costumes on souped-up go-karts. And these go-karts have loud speakers, and it's an amazing attraction. And, of course, most of the people attracted to it is U.S. citizens. But in the middle of the day, they drive these go-karts through the city of Tokyo. And that's just one of the amazing attractions that they have going on. And just so you know, since we have a little time, the Olympics is July 24th to August 9th in 2020. If you like track and field actually doesn't start till the second week of the Olympics. But we have a list of all the attractions, and throughout the month of July, we'll be talking about Tokyo. But in the second half of the show, I just want to touch some important points of Tokyo, some things going on. When event tickets and flights to Tokyo will go on sale, they'll let you know that we have a complete summer package, and all that information is available on our website, and our website is tiestours.com. And if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, it should be there, but all that information should be is on our website. Also, the cruise is available also. So, coming up after the break, we're going to get into Tokyo. We have some video of Tokyo. I have packages. I have six-day packages for the Olympics starting at $46.75, and I have cruises to Tokyo, priced from about $1,000. So we'll get into all that in the second half of the show. And we're also going to talk about Homeland Security and how they have the Department of Homeland Security, the Trusted Traveler Program, has announced there would be a backlog in processing applications and renewals for passports and global entry. The Customs and Border Protection staffing shortages will disrupt the global entry program for the expedited clearance of pre-approved members passing through U.S. airports and international borders. It's Your Time to Travel is deeply concerned that Customs and Border Protection staffing shortages will disrupt the global entry program, a critical tool for both travel facilitation and travel security. The Department of Homeland Security Trusted Traveler Program website has already posted an announcement alerting applicants that the extended partial government shutdown has resulted in a backlog of applications and renewals. So what all that means is if you're applying for a passport right now, it's going to take longer. It's going to take longer to get your passport because what's going on is CNN reports that the U.S. Customs and Border Protection has moved their personnel to the borders to help the invasion of people coming in from Mexico. So they've taken all their staffing and moved it to the borders. So that's just one of the subjects we'll get into the second half of the show. In closing, we'll talk about all the details that we have involved with the Olympics. But today for the Olympics, I just wanted to just kind of touch base, let you know that we have hotel packages available, and the packages include lodging in quality hotels in Tokyo, round-trip airport transfers to and from the hotel, daily breakfast at your hotel, a Tokyo Metro card for use throughout your stay, and we have optional Tokyo sightseeing trips and side trips throughout Japan. You know, last week I told a story about I have a cruise sailing from China. Last year, group approached me about they wanted to do an all-inclusive tour to New York from China. So we worked real hard, and we put this package together. They were going to bring over between 500 and 750 people from China to New York, and they wanted to bring them over in waves. So we put packages together for them, and I emailed them a contract, and they looked at the contract, and they said, contract looks great. All you have to do is come over here and sign the contract. And they said, what you need to do is fly to Hong Kong. When you get to Hong Kong, take a boat ride from Hong Kong to China. When you get to China and you get to your hotel, give us a call and we'll come get you. Well, I contacted the State Department, and the State Department simply said to me that we advise you it's in your best interest that you don't go over there and sign the contract. And what we found out was if I went over there and signed the contract, they could have kept me over there until the contract was fulfilled. And it was going to take close to 6 months to fulfill the contract. So, listeners, you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our Talktainment Radio YouTube channel. Our podcast is available. Look up in the sky. It's the Superheroes of Travel. Ricky Ty is from It's Your Time to Travel on TalktainmentRadio.com. And coming up after the break, we're going to take a look at Tokyo.
Every year, June marks the beginning of two busy seasons, summer and wedding season. If you are legally changing your name, you need to apply for a replacement Social Security card reflecting your new name. This is easier to fix now when you first change your name than years from now when you retire. So go to our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/SS number or call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778, to find out what specific documents you need to change your name and apply for a replacement card.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for the presence of radon. It's easy. To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN. Preserve your family's health and well-being. Get your home tested. Now that's living healthy and green. For radon is easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
A message from the US EPA.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
You got the power.
Up in the sky, it's the superheroes of travel. It's Ricky Pires from It's Your Time to Travel on Talktainment Radio. Listeners, you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our Talktainment Radio YouTube channel. Our podcast is available. Our topic for today's show is All Eyes Will Be on Tokyo in 2020. All eyes will be on Tokyo, Japan in 2020. The Summer Olympics will be in Tokyo in the summer of 2020. And the did you know is, do you know when the event tickets and flights will go on sale for the 2020 Summer Olympic Games? And this just in, the backlog in processing applications and renewals for passport and global entry. And then travel with an expert is we're going to give you one segment of how to get around Tokyo, Japan for the Summer Games. So just so you know, all eyes will be on Tokyo, Japan in 2020. Every 4 years, the world unites for one of the biggest events in sports. All excitement surrounding the Summer Games has shifted to Tokyo, and 2020 can't come soon enough. While most will enjoy the Summer Games from the television, Tide Tours and Travel will give you a chance to see it in person. Because those in attendance in the Tokyo 2020 venues will experience something extraordinary. They'll watch history in the making while experiencing the electric atmosphere that seemed to exist only at the Summer Olympics. And if there's one sporting event that should be on your bucket list, this is the one. Tokyo is sure to make a wonderful host city, and will also have the honor of introducing 5 new sports to the Summer Games. Sport climbing, karate, skateboarding, surfing, and the return of baseball / softball. Tokyo, Japan is in the Summer Olympics is an epic event in an amazing destination. In terms of an ideal summer host, Tokyo has all the boxes checked. Having previously hosted the games in 1964, the city has both the experience and the tourist appeal. Japan's capital is brimming with impressive cultural attractions, outstanding shopping, incredible food, and let's not forget the abundance of neon lights and affinity for electronic gadgets and the spectacular nightlife. There's really nowhere else in the world like Tokyo, and we can't wait. Time Surgeon Travel, it's your time to travel. Talk to him on the radio. We can't wait to show you this fantastic city. So just so you know, event tickets will actually go on sale for the 2020 Summer Olympic Games. They will go on sale July 1st, 2019. And you just need to check with your country's official ticket agent for exact dates and pricing. Airfare to Tokyo 2020 Summer Games will go on sale starting 11 months prior to your departure date. And in coming shows, we also have a complete list of the Summer Games schedule. I know that if you're interested in track and field, it doesn't start till the second week. So let's start planning your trip to Tokyo today. The Tokyo Games are fast approaching. Hotel packages include lodging in quality hotels in Tokyo close to the venues, round-trip airport transfers to and from the hotel, daily breakfast at your hotel, Tokyo Metro card for use throughout your stay, and then we have optional sightseeing trips. So that's the package for the hotel. We're also offering 4 cruises that'll put you in the Olympics for 2 days. And the cruises start at about $1,000. They're 7-night cruises and 8-night cruises. And again, all that is available on our website, tirestores.com. So this just in, we talked about this earlier. We talked about the backlog that the Department of Homeland Security Trusted Traveler Program has. So basically what's going on is, in the absence of the $4.5 billion in supplemental funding that the White House has requested to increase security at the U.S. southern border, DHS is making cuts to other agency budgets and operations, including those of the TSA. Last month, the DSH diverted hundreds of TSA officers to the Mexican border to support CBP in handling the escalating immigration crisis, and it was speculated that the DHS would also be appropriating the nearly 1 million in loose change left behind by passengers. Okay, so they've estimated that there's almost $1 million left behind by passengers, and they're going to take that loose change left by passengers in U.S. airports in 2018. It would be used by TSA to improve aviation security to bolster increased border operations. The American travel community is disturbed by the latest developments. Global Entry has been a shining example of effective and innovative post-9/11 policymaking, a program that bolsters security by thoroughly pre-vetting entrance into the U.S. and boasts economic activity by streamlining the entry process. And the interruption of Global Entry interviews is an unsettling sign that resources for homeland security functions are not keeping pace with the shifting array of challenges that face the agency's important work. We need a broad and comprehensive national conversation about the reforms and investments that are needed to properly secure our entry points and transportation systems. It's not just security that's at stake, but economic growth as well. CBP is suggesting that Global Entry applicants schedule their interviews, appointments with the expectation that availability will be limited through September 30th, 2019. The agency pointed out that some approved Global Entry applicants can complete their interview without a prior appointment if they happen to be arriving in the U.S. on an international flight at our participating airport. And for more information on this, you can go to ttp.cbp.dhs.gov. So enough of that. We're going to get into Tokyo. And just so you know, the travel tip that I have for Tokyo is how to get around Tokyo, Japan for the Summer Games. Tokyo is sure to be in its prime during the Summer Olympic Games in 2020. And as usual the case when traveling outside of your familiar surroundings, there are always challenges present getting around Tokyo in travel times. As in the case in most great cities of the world, traffic and congestion can be an issue in Tokyo. Add to that the confusing address system, and getting around can be a challenge. In addition, traffic during the game often isn't as bad as expected because some schools and businesses will be shut down for the competition period, and a portion of local commuter traffic is reduced from the equation. So actually, during the Olympics, traffic in Tokyo won't be as bad as it normally is because they're shutting down the schools and they're shutting down the businesses for that time period for the Olympics, which is July 24th, 2020 to August 9th, 2020. Another upside is Tokyo has a very punctual train system, which will make getting to the Summer Games venue quick and comfortable. In addition to the efficient train system, taxis and ride-sharing services like Uber are also plentiful in Tokyo. It's worthwhile to note that most taxi drivers will not speak English, So having your destination written in Japanese is helpful when possible. On Japanese taxis, a red light in the front window indicates that the vehicle is available for hire. And the bottom line is this. This is one of the biggest events in the world, and our best advice is to plan early, book early, and allow extra time. Be flexible, bring along a good pair of walking shoes, as many venues have wide security parameters. But don't think you're in this alone. It's the goal of our host team to make your experience as seamless as possible. So again, we're talking about the Summer Olympics in Tokyo in 2020. And we have packages available starting at about $4,700, six-night packages starting at $4,700. But we also offer cruises. We have four cruises. We have two cruises sailing from China with a two-day stay in Tokyo. And I have a cruise sailing from Tokyo to Hong Kong that's in Tokyo 2 days during the Olympics. And sailing from Hong Kong to Tokyo and 2 days in the Olympics. So pretty amazing. We have a lot going on for the Olympics. And those packages are available now. We're actually going to put a group cruise together that if you wanted to spend 4 days if you wanted to spend 4 days in Tokyo, you could cruise from Hong Kong to Tokyo, spend 2 days in Tokyo, and then cruise back to Hong Kong. You can cruise back to Hong Kong, so you spend another 2 days in Tokyo, and then cruise back to Hong Kong. And together, that package starts at about $2,200, which is half the price of any package, a six-night package that I have. So that's another option. I plan to actually sail from Hong Kong to Tokyo, spend two nights in Tokyo, then sail back to Hong Kong, and spend another two nights in Tokyo. So that's a total of four days in Tokyo, 4 days, three nights, and I'm going to do it for half the price that I would do it for if I bought one of the packages. But we have a team in place in Tokyo to provide you with all the services that you need to help you get around the city, to make sure that you get a chance to see the sights. We have tours set up. So we have packages starting at about $4,700. But the least expensive way to go would be the 14-day cruise. The 14-day cruise is started at about $1,400. And Tokyo is an amazing destination. I've never been to Tokyo. I've been to Hong Kong. So this will be my first trip to Tokyo. I have a friend that actually lives in Japan. I have business partners that live in China. So this gives me a chance to connect with some business partners that I know. But again, the Summer Olympics in 2020 is from July 24th to August 9th. And right now we're looking at videos of Tokyo, Japan. And just some of the buildings and some of the amazing places. And as we talked about earlier, the train system is very, very punctual there. So it runs on time. Tokyo will be an amazing destination for us to travel to, and we'll get that cruise put together for you so that you can put down your deposits and start booking the Summer Olympics. That should be something that's on your bucket list. And just so you know, Thai Stores and Travel will take care of all the details. Rest assured knowing that Thai Stores and Travel has a highly qualified team who will take care of you every step of the way. Every single step of the way, we have a crew in place that will take care of you. Before you leave, you'll have access to a dedicated personal concierge who can assist you with all the small details that will make your trip perfect. They are at your service to assist with recommendations and reservations for things like restaurants, tea times, additional tours and excursions. Your personal concierge will ensure you have everything you need and that all your questions are answered before you embark on your summer game experience. During your stay in Tokyo, you'll receive high-touch service from our friendly on-site host team made up of experienced event specialists and people that can talk the language, local experts that can talk English. We want to take the stress out of traveling and make your experience as seamless as possible. We'll meet you upon arrival, stay in close contact with you throughout your stay, and see you off when you depart. Our on-site host team is at your disposal via phone, text, email, or in person for anything you need during your visit to Tokyo. So, just so you know, that getting around Tokyo won't be as complicated as if you went during another time, because traffic will be reduced, businesses will be closed, schools will be closed. So during that period from July 24th to August 9th, you'll be able to get around Tokyo comfortably. And the trains run on time. And some of the sites that you need to see is the neon lights that they have in Tokyo, and they have this amazing tower that everyone needs to see in Tokyo. So, and again, opening ceremony started on the 24th of July. Track and field starts on the second week of July. I don't know the exact date, but there's a lot going on, and you need to take a look. You need to plan now to start planning to attend the Summer Games in 2020. And listeners, you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our Talktainment Radio YouTube channel. Our podcast is available. So, we're talking about traveling to Tokyo in July and August of 2020. I have a cruise sailing from Tokyo August 2nd to Hong Kong. I have a cruise sailing from Hong Kong to Tokyo July 26th. Then I have two round-trip cruises sailing from China with overnight stays in Tokyo. And the one from China starts at about $1,300, where the one from Hong Kong starts at $1,000. Does include airfare. Those prices does not include port charges, but it's an inexpensive way to be able to be in Hong Kong for 2 to 4 days by traveling on the cruise. I also have packages available. Starting at $4,800, about $4,795. That's the tower that I was talking about that is an amazing sight in Tokyo. These are just some sights you really need to see if you go to Tokyo. Tokyo, Japan. Yep. Amazing. Totally amazing. And Tokyo is ready to put their city, to show the city to the world. So it's amazing. It's an amazing place to visit. It's an epic event and an amazing destination. And they have impressive cultural attractions. They have outstanding shopping. They have incredible gastronomy. And the culture would be a little bit more Americanized than what you think. And this is one of the must-see events that you must see if you go to Tokyo, is a sumo wrestling. It's one of the must-see events when traveling to Tokyo. What do we have here? Diver City Tokyo is a plaza in Tokyo. Robots in Tokyo. And earlier in the early part of the show, I talked about people dressing up in superhero costumes and driving go-karts through Tokyo. That's when Legos is what they're talking about now. Is they built that robot out of Legos. And Legos is real big in Tokyo. And Tokyo is lit up much like Times Square is in New York. It's lit up and it's totally amazing. So what we'll do in the coming shows is each show we'll talk a little bit more about Tokyo, some of the sights to see, some of the places to go. We'll include at every show in the month of July. We'll take a few minutes to talk about traveling to Tokyo, places to see, things to do. The packages that we have together now are custom packages that you can customize your vacation in Tokyo. The cruises are 7 to 8 day cruises, and to me, the best way to go to Tokyo is to go on a cruise. You sail from Hong Kong to Tokyo. You'll spend 2 days in Tokyo, and then cruise back to Hong Kong, and you'll spend another 2 days in Tokyo. So you get to spend 4 days in Tokyo for half the price that you would pay for one of the packages. So it's just some incredible event, and this is one sporting event that should be on your bucket list. Tokyo is sure to make a wonderful host city, and will also have the honor of introducing 5 new sports to the Summer Games: sport climbing, karate, skateboarding, surfing, and the return of baseball and softball. So it's an epic event and an amazing destination, Summer Olympics in Tokyo, Japan in 2020. So if you have any questions, you can give me a call. My office phone number is 866-547-5362. I'll be available to answer any questions you have about Tokyo. It's time to take a look at Tokyo for the Summer Games. Look up in the sky. It's the superheroes of travel. It's Ricky Tyus. And we're able to take you around the world by air, land, and sea, even by flying saucer on TalkTainmentRadio.com.